The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Your daily source for in-depth business and investing news.
We are Business 1440, KYCR, Golden Valley,
a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or a global recession anytime soon.
Our main expectation is not at all that there'll be a recession. I did mention, though, that there are these risks, and we're monitoring them very carefully, and we're conducting policy in a way that will address them. But no, I wouldn't see the recession as the most likely outcome for the United States or for the world economy, for that matter.
And he says that trade policy is causing what he calls some uncertainty, but says overall the U.S. consumer is in good shape. Top Bahamas officials say search and rescue teams are still trying to reach some communities isolated by floodwaters and debris after Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, tropical storm force winds now ruffling southeastern Massachusetts as Dorian continues his northward trek, the center of the storm this morning about 140 miles southeast of Nantucket. This is SRN News.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our home. Missing important calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now, your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to forward on to any member of your family, no matter where they are. Callers to your home number hear a personal greeting from you. Then, they select which member of the family they'd like to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded on to that family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy or install, no long-term commitments, and it's only $9.99 per month. And best of all, those pesky sales calls can't get through. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com. And learn how to make your home telephone number as mobile as you are. You'll be glad you did. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Matt with the Kingdom Builders. The storm season is already upon us, with high winds and hail damaging many homes in the metro area. You may have already had contractors at your door pushing you to sign a contract. We understand dealing with insurance companies can be stressful. So if you think your home may be damaged, give us a call for a free, no-pressure inspection of your property. We'll let you know what's damaged and if you need to take action. We'll walk you through the entire process, from filing a claim to final inspection.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders Roofing, and we've been extremely blessed in the past couple of years. We'd just like to thank you for that. And if you have need on your roof and maybe don't quite have the peace that you would like to have, we would like to be a part of restoring your roof and bringing peace back into your home. If you have any questions or just want us to stop by and take a look at the property, please give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up on the internet at thekingdombuilders.net.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air.
The predatory nature now of global capitalism, it's just completely unrestricted. There's no constraints.
These are wild times.
It's the King Banyan Show.
You want to create jobs, the quickest way to do it is to provide more food stamps.
Government is that fiction whereby everybody believes that he can live at the expense of everybody else.
As an educator and former legislator.
And that is the free lunch myth.
Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Hip, hip, hooray, unemployment is down.
We're in an age where common sense sounds esoteric.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Unfortunately, economists always carry a relatively little weight in politics.
Now, here's King Banyan.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show. I do like this tune. This is something that John dug out, and I don't know that I had heard it before he played it for me the first when he made this particular bumper. It's good stuff. King Banyan Show, Business 1440. We've just done Job Saturday in the previous hour. I don't know we'll do a whole hour of the Fed, but there were two significant events among many Fed speeches. One personally significant, the other one I think is more significant in the macro sense. The personal one, as I just tweeted to you, if you follow this show, then you probably know about our hashtag on Twitter, #KBRS. It's the way we send out articles and the charts and graphs they make fun of me talking about while I'm on the air, because I assume you're all able to look at those charts and graphs while I'm talking. Unless you're driving. If you're driving, put down the phone. It's against the law. Put down the phone. Now. Now. Put it down. You can go back and look later. You can listen to the podcast, right? We always capture the show and put it up at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. You can do that, right? You can wait. It's not that important that you know right this second. Put the phone down. Okay. So the macro piece that was... So if you follow us on KBRS, you will see that I've retweeted a piece in... Finance and Commerce, which is a business magazine here in the Twin Cities, where you can read and see the conversation that was had between the National Association of Corporate Directors and President Kashkari. I'm going to talk about one part of that at the end of the hour today. If I have time, I'd like to, because it's something that gets at something more fundamental rather than worrying about the jots and tittles of the jobs report and what did the Fed say yesterday. But we're a news program. We do business news. We do economic news. So we have to talk about what's newsy, right? And yeah, I know Brexit's happening, and I'm not going to have time to really talk about it. I'm going to actually give them another week to sort things out, get things sorted. And if they can get it sorted in the next few days, I actually think there will have been a lot of caterwauling about much of nothing. The base case for me at this point is that there will be an election. The election will happen after October 31st. There will be an extension. I just note that I linked to predictit.org, which is a prediction market. And there's a prediction market on whether or not Brexit would happen on October 31st. This week, that number went from about 55 cents on yes, meaning you'd have to pay 55 cents to receive or 55 cents to receive a pound. Predicted, I believe, is a British outfit. You'd have to bet 55 cents to get a pound if they went out on October 31st. And you had to pay about 40 cents to get a pound if they didn't go out on October 31st. If you bought the no, then good for you. Because now the yes bet is only, you'd have to only pay 25 cents to get a pound now. And you'd have to pay about 65 cents to get a pound, 67 cents to get a pound betting on the no side, that they don't go out on October 31st. Everything has changed there. I think we need a few more days to figure out exactly what happens, but I think it's very likely now that there'll be an election, but it won't happen until October 31st, and that's going to decide where it's going. The bet that's interesting to me will be what happens to Jeremy Corbyn in the meantime. I wish I had time to talk about all that. But what happened yesterday with the Jay Powell conversation at the Swiss National Bank was very, very, very interesting. I was fascinated that, and actually in our conversation, Kashkari kind of hinted that Powell was going to be giving a major talk, and it wasn't a talk really; it was a Q&A. And he kind of likes doing these Q&As. And this is the second time I think in this year where he's gone to do one of these Q&A type events and made major news, because he had already prepared for what it was. The message was he wanted to deliver. Okay, so this happens. It would have been afternoon Zurich time. It was after the release of the jobs report here in the United States, And so he goes ahead and talks about where the where he sees the economy going. Let's play cut number two, please, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. I think we grew at about 2.5% in the first half of the year. For the year, we'll be somewhere between 2 and 2.5%. That's very much driven by consumer spending, which represents 70% of our economy. Consumer has been strong. The service sector has been strong. The manufacturing, trade, and business investment side has been weaker and is, in fact, now sideways to slightly down. It's a smaller part of the economy, and by the way, that pattern of a strong consumer economy and a weaker manufacturing, investment, and trade economy is fairly common now around the world. Meanwhile, our labor market is in quite a strong position. We're, for a year and a half, we've been at half-century lows in unemployment. We've got higher labor force participation. We've got wages moving up. By so many measures, the labor market is in a good place. I think today's labor market report is very much consistent with that story. And we've got inflation moving back up to 2%. So overall, we're in a good place, and the outlook is good as well. I think part of the reason the outlook is good is that the Fed has, through the course of the year, seen fit to lower the expected path of interest rates. That has supported the economy. That's one of the reasons why the outlook is still a favorable one, despite these crosswinds that we've been facing.
So a little bit of a victory lap there, which I don't. It's like, well, be careful there. You might be painting yourself into a corner. But you could hear very clearly in the first comment, the jobs report didn't change their mind about where the economy was relative to what had been there before. So the lower than expected print on the payroll number did not faze them, it appears. He correctly, in my mind, cites the consumer side as being as leading the expansion in 2019, non-manufacturing being ahead of manufacturing, and I think correctly cites that pattern is true in many of the industrialized economies. I think he should be a little careful because I think the emerging markets are in a little bit more difficult place, particularly if you want to think about Argentina to only slightly lesser extent Brazil. But Argentina is, I think, the country in extremis at this moment, with Turkey not terribly far behind, and Brazil may be pulling up just behind that. I think there are places where there is significant weakness. And so if you hear that, what I think you're hearing is someone saying, I like where the FOMC is. I like where things are going. This doesn't sound like he's heard any news that's causing him to change his mind. And after another question, right at the very end, he kind of makes that point loud and clear with this little 13-second clip, cut number three.
And at the FOMC, we're going to, as we move forward, we're going to continue to watch all of these factors and all the geopolitical things that are happening, and we're going to continue to act as appropriate to sustain this expansion.
We're going to act as appropriate to sustain this expansion, which is very interesting. I don't think I've got the clip for this, but when he's asked about comments about would you consider doing something to keep the economy slow to achieve any political end, he says that's a hard no. Which was a little out of character. This is like he's a lawyer. He's trained as a lawyer. He talks guardedly like a lawyer. He does not talk like an economist. I understand he's trained himself in monetary theory, and I appreciate that. Do I think he's got a fundamental understanding of the economy? Yeah, he does. I kind of have a feel for it. I kind of have a feel for what his take is. I try to listen to speech of various Fed officials early in their careers where they're sort of trying to lay down, here's how I think about things. So I've listened fully to about 3 Jay Powell speeches. I do this with every governor. I do this with every Fed president. And when I when when I was going to moderate the conversation with Kashkari, I went back to listen to something he had said approximately 3 months after he took the position at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, which I had actually been in attendance for, back in 2016, where he had given a talk that basically laid out what his view of the world was, what was his view of the monetary world, and I went back to hear it again to be sure. They both, and I think a majority of the members, live in a world where they think that the interest rates, where they think interest rates are being set relative to this dual mandate that the Fed has between, you know, high employment and stable inflation, where they've defined stable inflation as 2%. Would you go back and play cut number 3, Andrew, one more time, that little short clip?
And at the FOMC, we're going to, as we move forward, we're going to continue to watch all of these factors and all the geopolitical things that are happening, and we're going to continue to act as appropriate to sustain this expansion.
What that really was an assurance that the Fed is currently steady as she goes, that what was said at the last FOMC meeting, so unlike the one he did in January where he had given this was the tightening that everyone decided was a mistake, I think a majority of the board now thinks it's a mistake, of FOMC thinks it's a mistake. This time he's saying, what we did last month wasn't a mistake. We've got no news between then and now to make us think we should do anything different. They're about to head into their quiet period. I think this is a signal that they're going to do 25 basis points and nothing more. We'll explain more in a moment. And also, a slapdown of Mr. Jared Dudley. William Dudley, coming up after this. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundmsp.com. Surroundmsp.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand. For each other. For our nation. For us all. The few. The proud. The Marines.
Join us on the first Saturday of every month for Jobs Saturday, right here on the King Banyan Show.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Thank you for all that music, Andrew. Be sure before you go, because Andrew leaves us at the end of this hour, will be Andrew's last hour of the King Banyan Show as he goes off to bigger and better things. Be sure you get a cut or two that's something of your favorite rather than just dishing me all of this wonderful bop. Anyway, 651-289-4477, number to call, questions and comments about this. I mentioned this and wanted to make this point about what had been said. So we played for you twice this little clip of Jay Powell saying the FOMC is just going to keep doing what it's doing and everything's fine. Richard Fisher, former Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas president, now retired, and I think he might be working with one of the investment houses, but he was on CNBC right after Powell's talk, so this would have been late morning on Friday, and sort of emphasized what I'm emphasizing, that Powell did exactly what he needed to do, because basically the jobs report shouldn't have changed anybody's mind, and Powell sort of tried to emphasize, there's nothing here for you to really look at. Keep going. So let's play cut number one, please.
Sarah, I used to always feel that when the Fed chairman made an announcement or when we made a decision at the FOMC, it was like the Aztec sacrificial ceremony. The markets slice you open. They try to read the entrails, figure out exactly what's said or what wasn't said, try to infer what they want to hear or what they're worried about hearing. I think Powell handled it very well. He didn't say a thing, which he shouldn't. I don't think there's any indication whatsoever as to which way they're likely to go. Of course, we all assume they're likely to do a quarter. I think the idea of a 50 basis point cut has been thrown out the window, but it's not clear. And remember, they have a limited number of pennies in their purse. They've only got so many cuts to offer before going back to the zero bound, which nobody really wants to do. And they don't want to even think about going negative. So nothing was said today. I wouldn't have expected anything given my experience on the FOMC. I think he handled it very well. And very importantly, Sarah, he punted away and put to bed the indiscreet comments that my former colleague, the former head of the New York Fed, Bill Dudley, had made. So I thought it was a good speech, and that it was good because it didn't say a damn thing. How's that?
We'll get to the Dudley comment in a little bit. I think it's an important piece for people to understand. I agree with Fisher on this point. You only have so many pennies in the purse, meaning I like that phrase much better than bullets in the holster. Okay, and calling Fed cuts like a bullet. They are in some sense a bullet. They're a bullet on savings. When you cut these rates, they're reducing people. I want you to think about this. You now have a market. I was reading this from Ed Yardaney, and Ed is president and chief investment strategist at Yardaney Research. He's a very well-known, longtime forecaster on Wall Street. But U.S. bonds right now and U.S. stocks are both kind of sticking out there. If you look at U.S. bonds, U.S. bonds at 1.5%, U.K. bonds at a third of 1%, Japan at a negative 0.27, Sweden negative 0.34, France negative 0.4, Germany negative 0.7. There is now a bank in Denmark that is effectively offering mortgage borrowers negative rates on a mortgage. It's not necessarily a negative rate. What they do is every month you pay, they give you a discount. They deduct something from the principal of your loan so that effectively it makes it a negative rate. But it's they're everywhere else. So how can you keep U.S. securities at this high rate when everybody else is at such a low rate? It's difficult to do. Okay? But what that's doing is driving everybody into the stock market. And driving people into the stock market, think about this, right? A 10-year Treasury bond currently pays you 1.5%. It's not going to go to zero. Even if the Fed cuts this rate all the way to zero, it's not going to go to zero. So you maybe are going to get it down to 1%, and you shouldn't probably get any lower because, frankly, people need to borrow that, need to be able to have some place to get savings and have their savings return. Right now, if you buy the S&P 500, your dividend yield is 1.9%. Think about that. You buy shares of the 500, basically the 500 largest, biggest companies in America, and you can get 1.9% dividend yield at current prices. And the 10-year Treasury from what's supposed to be a safer U.S. government is trading at 1.5%. So there's only a 0.4 of a difference. And you obviously have the ability to perhaps get some capital appreciation on that. This is, there are a lot of people out there recommending dividend stocks. But this is a caution. Every time they're cutting rates and trying to move the 10-year rate moves lower as a result of a rate cut, you are pumping up the U.S. stock market because people are being attracted to those dividend yields. They really can't do very much, and they shouldn't do very much. And I think Powell yesterday made sure that he didn't say anything that would encourage a rush to stocks. Because the rush is there anyway, thanks to the dividend yield. It's really worth... I'm pausing on this point because I think it's very important to understand how unusual it is to receive dividends higher than the return on a 10-year bond, on a long-term bond. You can buy a dividends. You can lock in dividends right now on a company that may, in fact, have capital appreciation on top of that. It's a tempting stock strategy, I think, for some people to play. Look, I talked to my mother, who's trying to figure out how to invest what savings she has left, and she's used to keeping the money in the bank and receiving a CD. Well, the CD doesn't pay anything. Should she receive advice about investing in stocks, it's kind of hard to argue with the fact that people are chasing dividend yield. But it can all turn to tears at some point, right? When interest rates do move back up, this is going to cause some serious issues. That's why I think the Fed has itself, in some sense, in a difficult place and Powell, you can hear, is trying to steer himself between these places, which is why the William Dudley comments about you should be running monetary policy to disrupt the president's chances of re-election are like the most unhelpful thing you could hear. This is a fascinating exchange. I want to play this for you, then we're going to continue the commentary about it after the next break, but I'm just going to run this all the way through, Andrew. This is on Bloomberg. This is Jonathan Farrow, who is certainly no fan of the Trump White House, but is very much is in conversation with Larry Kudlow. He has Kudlow on, and I want to play this. Kudlow's going to talk about the jobs report because it is Job Saturday after all. But listen to what they say about William Dudley. Play cut number 6, please, Andrew.
The former New York Fed president, Bill Dudley, weighed in an opinion piece in the last couple of weeks and was quite controversial about the Fed's role enabling the president to go harder on trade. Larry, I've been one to defend the Federal Reserve's independence. I came down quite hard on that piece and was very critical of it. The president then again tweeted once more about where did I find this Jerome guy. Just to be balanced here, Larry, I have to say it's incredibly unhelpful to go after the Fed in this way. Larry, just how complex is it right now? And the conversations you're having personally, is this something you're pushing back on in the White House?
No, look, the president has made his views clear. He's very outspoken. He's very well informed. Our view has always been that the monetary policy, 7 rate hikes in the last 2 years, 9 rate hikes, way too tight. We've had severe monetary headwinds. You know, it's a wonder we're growing at 2.5 to 3% with these monetary headwinds. Okay, that's one key point. With respect to Bill Dudley, whom I have known for many years, Bill Dudley went over the cliff. What Bill Dudley's statement suggested is that the Federal Reserve should adopt a monetary policy geared towards defeating President Trump in 2020. Now, that is the most politicized statement I have ever heard, and the current Federal Reserve Board disavowed it, walked away from it, which is a good thing. Mr. Dudley stepped over the cliff. He's been criticized heavily by Democrats, like my friend Larry Summers, for example. I will weigh in on that criticism. The idea that you conduct monetary policy towards somehow influencing an election outcome is just utter nonsense. The Fed is an independent agency. We've always said that. But then again, we have our opinion about the state of monetary policy.
Right. And this is critical, because actually I might try to tie this to the Brexit piece. Why is the Fed independent? Where does that come from? And how is it that the Fed is able to do what it's trying to do now in a world that has become so politicized, that someone like Dudley, a respectable, probably a center-left guy — I didn't know his politics very well beforehand, I guess I do now, he's not at the Fed anymore, so I guess that's all right — but to say something like that is utterly bizarre. It's just bizarre. And we'll have to talk about that after this. You are listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Somehow this time I can't ignore your body touching mine. You got me going this time.
Are you the expert in your industry? Do others in the community come to you for help in your line of business? There's an affordable way to position you and your company as the authority. I'm Mike Murphy, sales leader for Business 1440 in Salem Media Twin Cities. Let us help you bring your brand to life with your very own radio show and podcast. You know your business, and we know how to build an effective and engaging audio program with both on-air and online distribution. You will grow your business by enhancing your credibility and branding yourself as the go-to specialist in your field, positioning you above your competitors. Let's work together to make you the expert that Twin Cities residents turn to for information in your field. Contact me, Mike Murphy, to talk about bringing your brand to life with your very own radio program.
If you love radio as much as we do, consider joining us by having your own show. Go to TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com and click on Host Your Own Program. This station is owned and operated by Salem Media Group.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group.
You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
American pressure. Spray it. Don't say it.
Nothing works better than a clean tractor. Hot water, pressure, and the right nozzle are a great way to clean mud. We also have the right equipment to clean a lot of pig, chicken, cow, or, well, you know what, off your barn floors. Every year we donate the use of pressure washers that are used to clean the CHS Miracle of Birth Center at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're in need of something in the agriculture industry, give us a call, 763-521-4442.
When it comes to replacing your windows and doors, ignorance is not bliss. You only want to have to do it once, and you don't want to make a mistake. Great Plains Windows and Doors has been helping homeowners all over the Twin Cities with their replacement needs, utilizing the entire line of Anderson Core product, including the most popular 400 series, which contractors trust the most, and they're made right here in Minnesota. Now that sounds like bliss. For a truly remarkable experience, contact Great Plains Windows and Doors at greatplainswindows.com.
Now back to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. It's worth... I'm actually going to play that second Larry Kudlow piece. I don't know if you can advance it past where Pharaoh talks, Andrew. I think maybe about 30 seconds in, so we don't play... So we can cut this down to a little bit. Maybe just in the second minute of that. We'll take a shot at this. I'm not doing justice to the cut by just playing the audio for you. You actually have to see it. If you've ever watched Kudlow on the air, he is smiley, genial. He seems like the nicest fellow. I think he is. I don't know him. I have never met him. But I would absolutely believe for you that it's unusual to see it, but if you watch the video of it from Bloomberg yesterday, his face changes. It's like when you know that your dad is mad at you for doing something when you were a child that you got wrong and knew was wrong, but you did it anyway. That's that face. I don't know if we can focus down specifically on that clip, but if you can, Andrew, play it again. If you just play me what you got, okay?
His view is clear. He's very outspoken. He's very well informed. Our view has always been that the monetary policy, 7 rate hikes in the last 2 years, 9 rate hikes, way too tight. We've had severe monetary headwinds. You know, it's a wonder we're growing at 2.5 to 3% with these monetary headwinds. Okay, that's one key point. With respect to Bill Dudley, whom I have known for many years, Bill Dudley went over the cliff. What Bill Dudley's statement suggested is that the Federal Reserve should adopt a monetary policy geared towards defeating President Trump in 2020. Now, that is the most politicized statement I have ever heard, and the current Federal Reserve Board disavowed it.
We can stop there. Did you hear the change in the tenor? Did you hear it? That was perfect, Andrew. Thank you. That was perfect. You could hear that little change. That's as much as Larry Kudlow raises his voice. In all the times I've heard him on the air, that's the most I've ever heard him raise his voice. He was close to shouting. in Larry Land, okay, me, I raise my voice like that all the time. It's just me getting a little excited. He wasn't excited. He was not happy. He was not happy at that moment. And it is. It's unusual. Let me explain why that connects to what's happening with Brexit more generally. There, on Hugh Hewitt's show over in our sister station, AM 1280 The Patriot, where Mitch Berg should be live today at 1 o'clock, and, of course, Brad Carlson, the closer, tomorrow at 1 over on AM 1280 The Patriot. But I heard Hugh have on, I think this was during yesterday's show, he had Larry Arn on for the Hillsdale Hour, which is seriously, it's my favorite hour of Hugh's show. I always make sure, so I listen to the podcast because I can't pick up the station here in St. Cloud live. I could probably, and so what I do is I just download the podcast and I listen to while I drive around. I do not listen while driving to the Hillsdale Hour. I have to sit someplace and listen because it requires study. There was a clip, and I don't know if it was this was Ian Duncan Smith or somebody else. I don't think it was. It wasn't Boris Johnson, it wasn't Jacob Rees-Mogg, it might have been somebody other than Ian Duncan Smith. He's a Tory leaver, and he made this very fundamental point, right? And it relates to what's happening with the Parliament right now, and again, I'll wait till next week to do all the details and the nitty-gritty of what's happened, because after next week, the Parliament is prorogued, and until mid-October, they will in fact have a And they'll be either on their way to an election, they'll be on their way to no deal or something. We can do a much better job next week. We can't figure out what's happening just yet. The point that Smith made was this. There were concerns expressed by the people opposed to Brexit who have taken control of the agenda from the government as being the, you know, is that the supporters of the Remain group working within Parliament right now were saying that they were acting to protect the sovereignty of Parliament. Smith says, this is nonsense. There is no such thing as the sovereignty of Parliament. It is the sovereignty of the people who lend their sovereignty to Parliament for the purpose of conducting the business of government. In the very same way, you heard, we didn't play all the way through to the end of that cut, and it's okay, we don't need to. You heard Larry Kudlow talk about the independence of the Fed. It's been my 37 year history of writing about the Federal Reserve has been to say that the independence of the Federal Reserve has and of other central banks has been to the benefit of the countries that adopt these independent structures, that having them politicized is damaging in their ability to control inflation, because I believe democratic governments have an inflationary bias. They love inflation. They love it deep in their hearts because it allows them to spend money without end, and it's from such places that modern monetary theory comes. Because it's just a theory that allows government to do what it wants to do anyway. It wants deficit spending, and it wants deficit spending that's monetized by money creation. And it loves theories that support this. The independence of the Fed is to resist that temptation, to not let the fiscal authority dominate it. But just like Parliament, the independence of the Federal Reserve, the independence of the European Central Bank, and the independence of others, of the Swiss National Bank, the independence of the Bank of Mexico, which is an independent central bank, they derive politically their independence from the sovereignty of the people, and it is only when they work as the representatives of those people that they are legitimate in what they do. I believe for years, part of my theory of the case for central banks has been that central bankers are inclined to be more conservative than politicians. Those who have to go back to the public and be voted on time and again are going to be more inclined to deficit spending and therefore less conservative vis-a-vis prices. than our central bankers that do not face the electoral check. But this does not give them permission to act in a way that this does not give permission to act in a way that subverts the electoral process. If the people vote for somebody for president you don't like, tough. Your job is to protect what you've been assigned to protect. Okay? And your independence is a grant from the citizens of the country. It is not something handed down from Zeus. And so for Dudley to say that it would be better as a conservative central banker, and I believe Bill Dudley is a conservative central banker, just as much as I believe Jay Powell or Neel Kashkari or anybody else is a conservative central banker. I don't think Bill Dudley stopped being a conservative central banker when he left the Fed and started writing pieces in opinion pieces in Bloomberg or Project Syndicate or wherever. I think you can be a conservative central banker, but you cannot lose sight of the fact that your independence is a grant to you. It is a trust placed in you by the government, by the people. Not by the government, but by the people. And if they just say, you know what, you need to do your job, but we want this guy in the White House who tweets bad things about you, suck it up and deal with it. I actually believe that Jay Powell has done a decent job of that. Perfect? No. But I doubt very many people are, and he's a damn sight better than this Dudley fellow. What is that responsibility? And what does that mean for us? I want to close on that because this connects to this conversation that a question I was able to ask of President Kashkari on Wednesday, and his answer was really interesting. Back after this, King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR, Golden Valley.
I should have done it sooner. That's a comment heard often from satisfied patients at IneedMoreHair.com. Dennis Prager here. If you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss, go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what they're doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. You'll be under the care of some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in the country. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including notable Hollywood personalities, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. Their technique is so advanced that their results are guaranteed in writing and their prices are the best in the business. If you have hair loss, don't put this off another day. Contact IneedMoreHair.com at their office in Eagan for your free consultation. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Today is the day to get a permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep. I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Welcome back, King Daniel Show, Business 1440. This point is really fundamental that we're trying to make. And the fundamental point being that the independence of various areas of government come from the people. And it's difficult, right? We created the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau out of Dodd-Frank, and it was given massive amounts of independence, lack of congressional oversight. And there's a lot of criticism. How can we have these unelected people affecting our lives in such fundamental ways? Likewise, in Britain, you know, these European institutions are dictating things like the labeling of mayonnaise in grocery stores in London, how in Leeds, and how weird is that? And why are we allowing these unelected people to do this? Okay, I do think that there's something to this notion that sovereignty is something that is lent, and if it's dealt with responsibly, you're granted that ability. I was a department chair for one time. Oddly enough, in the Minnesota State Colleges and University System, in most universities, the department chair is in some sense an administrator and has an administrative contract. Not so in our system. We're a member of the faculty. And a faculty member can't direct another faculty member to do anything. That's in our contract. Yet I found time and again, I was allowed to tell faculty what to do because they said, we're going to lend you our authority to do something. We know we act collectively, but we trust you to do what's needed for the department. So as long as we feel like we can trust you, you just go ahead and act in ways. And I was allowed to do things that, frankly, probably were contractually not strictly allowed, but was granted by the people who would be affected by it. The Federal Reserve gets that ability to do that by its... The Federal Reserve gets to do that by, in fact, and other central banks get to do that because they're lent that authority to say, well, as long as you hold these views and you are actually acting in the best interest of this economy and doing what is best, what you can make an argument is the best for this economy, we're happy to continue to let you be independent. But when we decide you decide to mess around in politics, as Dudley suggested, we are done with that. You are done. You are not. You're not going to be an independent central bank anymore. And that's why what he said was so dangerous. And that's why the Federal Reserve pushed upon him. I want to connect this very briefly to what was said, in fact, by President Kashkari at this luncheon that we were talking about, because it was a group of corporate directors who were the audience, and I brought with me a question about. The new corporate governance principles that the Business Roundtable has said. There's this long-standing tradition that from U.S. business ethics and business philosophy that comes from Milton Friedman that says, if shareholders have given you their money and you are the director of the company that the shareholders gave money to, your responsibility is to them. They gave you the money. And the Business Roundtable came out and said, you know what, we have responsibilities to our employees, we have responsibilities to the environment, we have responsibilities to our communities, and so forth. Our responsibilities are much broader than that. Just as the Fed only gains its independence by actually taking actions that are against its best interest, but does so to demonstrate that it's acting in the people's best interest rather than their own. Kashkari's response was that this new Business Roundtable piece is just cheap talk. I'm going to quote him. Many CEOs of the big banks are actively opposed to forcing them to have enough capital to protect the taxpayers. If we make big banks have enough capital to protect taxpayers, that's going to be bad for their shareholders. So the big bank CEOs that are part of the Business Roundtable putting out this lipstick to put on the pig. Let's see it when they actually raise their own capital levels to protect taxpayers, unquote. The opposition to highly leveraged banks, and indeed it's worse in Europe. They leverage their banks far greater than we leverage in the United States. When you take an action that invests in your own reputation for not being just independent, but acting in the interest of these interests of the people for whom you work, that is the time when you will see support for independent central banks. That's when I would believe. I agreed wholeheartedly with Kashkari in saying, yeah, that's cheap talk when you actually take an action that's damaging to your shareholders but in support of some other goal, then we'll believe that you actually mean what you say. I'm a capitalist.
Come on.
Right. She's not right. Well, we don't know about her. She may or may not be a capitalist. We'll see. But when she takes an action that hurts her but supports the capitals, supports the market system, then I might be willing to believe that she is, in fact, a capitalist. We wanted to say a proper goodbye to Andrew over on Twitter. One of our Twitter listeners sends to you a nice wish. I'm just saying goodbye, Andrew, and good luck on all your new ventures. You should know, listeners, that Andrew, unlike many of my now former producers, Andrew is not going off to do another radio program. He's actually doing more work in media production of a different kind than what we do. He's kind of on the cutting edge of things. Andrew, thank you so much. We appreciate all the work you've done here. Would you like to say a few words before you head out the door?
Yeah, totally. I'm just super grateful to have worked at this location and to have been given the opportunities that John provided me, showing the ropes of radio. And working with you has been a blast, so I'm really grateful for it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are grateful for you being here. We wish you the best of luck in your next venture, and we'll be back here next week with another episode of the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Thank you, everybody, for listening today.
Social Security is with you through life's journey. Get to know us at socialsecurity.gov. We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter, to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate, to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
When you want your computer fixed right the first time, Arby's is the place.
Hi, this is Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Why is it that your cell phone is replaced every 2 to 3 years with no thought about cost, but when it comes to your computer in your office, you try and hold out 5 to 6 years or longer to do the same?
Arby's Computer Service.
What is that loss in productivity doing to your bottom line? Do you know that we can sell you a brand new commercial computer that is super fast for less than the cost of your new iPhone or Android phone? Why are you waiting? Call us today. We can be reached at 763-441-3884. That's 763-441-3884. Or on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.